Hey everyone, Jake Cotter here, your friendly neighborhood idea fixer. You know that feeling when you're comparing yourself to others, scrolling through social media, and suddenly feel like you're falling short? Yeah, we've all been there. It's like a constant internal pressure cooker, right? But what if I told you there's a way to silence that inner critic and embrace who you truly are? Today, we're diving into the powerhouse of self-love and acceptance, your secret weapon for living a happier, more fulfilling life. Think about it. How can you truly shine when you're constantly putting yourself down? It's like trying to light a candle under a bucket of water. You need the fuel of self-love to ignite your passions, chase your dreams, and show up as the amazing person you are. Now, I'm not talking about some fluffy, feel-good nonsense here. This is about radical self-acceptance, recognizing your strengths, embracing your flaws, and treating yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a dear friend. So, how do we cultivate this self-love superpower? Let's break it down into 5 actionable steps. First, practice gratitude. You know that saying, count your blessings. It's not just some cheesy Hallmark card message, it actually works. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for. Big or small, they all add up. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or support a friend. Focusing on the positive shifts your perspective and helps you appreciate the good stuff in your life. Second, challenge those negative self-talk scripts. Ever notice how easily that inner critic pops up with those harsh judgments? You're not good enough, you'll never succeed. Well, it's time to call them out. Think of those thoughts as whispers from a grumpy gremlin in your brain. Don't believe everything they say. Challenge those negative beliefs with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your past successes. Third, set healthy boundaries. This is about saying no to things that drain you and yes to things that nourish your soul. It's about prioritizing your well-being and making choices that align with your values. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Fourth, practice radical self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one who's struggling. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, everyone has imperfections. It's part of what makes us human. Be gentle with yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward. And finally, celebrate your wins big and small. Don't downplay your achievements or wait for the perfect moment to celebrate. Take time to acknowledge your progress and appreciate how far you've come. You deserve to feel proud of yourself. Now, let me paint a picture. Imagine a friend struggling with self-doubt. They're constantly comparing themselves to others, feeling inadequate, and holding themselves back from pursuing their dreams. You wouldn't stand for that, right? You'd encourage them, remind them of their strengths, and cheer them on every step of the way. Well, guess what? You deserve that same level of love and support from yourself. Treat yourself like your own best friend. Celebrate your wins, embrace your imperfections, and believe in your power to create a life filled with joy, purpose, and fulfillment. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about. Practice gratitude, challenge negative self-talk, set healthy boundaries, practice radical self-compassion, and celebrate your wins. These aren't just words, they're powerful tools that can transform your life. Start incorporating them into your daily routine and watch as you unlock a whole new level of happiness, confidence, and self-love. You got this. Now, go out there and rock it, amazing people. Want to keep the conversation going? Share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of self-love, leave a review on your favorite podcast app, or connect with me on social media. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. Until next time, remember. You are worthy, you are loved, and you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.